Welcome to the evening edition of The Rampler. Here on the Overnightscape Underground, I'm your host, Frank Edward Nora. Yes, the evening edition. Is this how it's going to happen now? 6.04 p.m. on Tuesday, August 19th, 2008. The evening edition. There's a morning edition, the midday edition, and the evening edition. Now, wait a second. I don't know if that's going to actually, I'm not necessarily going to be able to keep doing that or whatever, but I'm just saying. This is the evening edition now. I don't know. I'm just going with this whole thing. The Rampler. I'm getting some very nice emails. I was going to print out one of these emails to read you. This guy Bruce from the podcast Bunker. Hello, Bruce. Thank you for your nice email. He was saying that I got to read it. I got to print it out and read it. I do have email on my phone, but it's all screwed up. Like, I can send emails, but I can't receive them. And, I never really tried to troubleshoot it that much because, I don't know. I could try it again, though, actually. Because I changed, some settings or something on it. How do I even get... I just send emails. I don't really get emails. What is even the email program? What the hell? What the hell's wrong with me here? Can I, hit get email. Okay, maybe we can get his email. We can check it out. I don't know, man. So yeah, the evening edition. It's still daylight though, but it's evening. You know, it's 6 o'clock. So I mean, walking over to the Port Authority bus terminal, taking the bus home, and then I'm gonna meet my wife at the supermarket at the Stop and Shop. Stop and Shop supermarket. What? This is not working. I don't even know what the hell's going on with this thing. These are emails from 2007 or something. I don't get it. Anything but Monday. What? No, wait, this is a long time ago. No, we don't want emails from that time period. That was a year and a half ago. Get out of here. Test. An email that says test from a guy named Frank Nora. That's me, damn it. It's all screwed up. Get. It ain't working. Alright, whatever. Anyway, so yeah, tomorrow morning, Barack Obama is going to be announcing his, vice president candidate, and they're saying it's not Joe Biden. It may be this Kathleen or Catherine or Kathy. I don't forget her name. Something Sibelius, a woman governor of, or senator or governor, or is she a mayor? I don't even know who she is. So it would be Obama Sibelius. Obama Sibelius. That doesn't sound good. I'm still saying it's Obama Bay because that has the best. That is the best sounding. Obama Bay. I'm telling you, it's gotta be that. It just sounds right. Obama Bay. They're saying it's probably gonna be this Tim Kaine guy. I don't know. Whatever. Look, in the scheme of things, a TV show like American Idol is a much, much more real and much less fake than the political process of choosing a president. That is the fakest shit ever. Here's that Yushi place sucks. It's not good for vegetarians. Yushi, the bento bar. Yushi.com. Oh, sorry. www.yushi.com. I really, you know what? I just gotta... I have to stop getting so upset at www because, you know, people are obsessed with it. They can't stop. I mean, I guess I could try... I'll try to look at it 90s nostalgia. You know, back then, you had to have the W-W-W-W. But you don't need it anymore. I don't know what else to say. Stop. If they just put down Yushi.com, people would be like, what is that? Yushi.com. Is that their FTP site? Is that their finger site? You don't think people are going to know that that's, HTTP, a World Wide Website? I mean, People would know that. No one uses... What else do you use on the internet? It's HTTP. It's, you know what I mean? Like, there is no confusion. Obama Bay. And it's not just Bay. It's like Bay. B-A-Y-H, right? Obama Bay. That's the best. Obama Bay. I'm telling you. Ooh, look, an Audi. Let's go look at Audi. This is the Audi dealership. And they have like an old-fashioned Audi here. It says DRW 1937 Meister Cabriolet. Let's check it out here. It's like an old silver and black car. That's kind of cool. I like, kind of like that. Very pompous looking store though. Well, oh wow, just like a cool like race car. Like a big like a serious race car, like one of those McLaren type super whatever. I don't know. Yes. A lot of pomposity going on Park Avenue. Obama Bay. Yeah, I think that's probably going to be it because it's, you know, whatever. Sounds good. Like, I don't have any negative feelings about this guy. What is it, Michael Bay? No, Evan Bay. I have no concept of this guy. Like, you know what I mean? Like, whatever. Oh, and there you go, of course. A picture of Michael Phelps, the swimming guy, posed like Mark Spitz with all the medals around him. Shit, like just based on that cover, and it's like, I don't know, Sports Illustrated, whatever. Yeah, we didn't see that one coming. Yeah. So I did a little research, a little update here, update time on the Rampler. Sorry, I don't really have a theme song for update time. But, you know, in a recent Rampler, I discussed personal branding, like what things you can do to stand out of the crowd. And I said that at the Pod Camp NYC, there was a girl who wore cat ears, and that was her thing. She's the girl who wears cat ears, like little cat ears. And she, like, I guess wears, like, she has different cat ears for, like, different moods or different appearances. Like, she has whole collection of these cat ears, you know, kind of like a headband with cat ears on it. I was trying to figure out, like, where did she get them? But you could probably just make it. Just get a headband and, like, glue some, like, cat ear thingies on. that's her thing. But I didn't remember what her name was or anything about her. But I did some research, and this could actually explain it. Her name. Like, not her real name, obviously, but... See, I use my real name. Frank Edward Nora is my real name. That's it. I mean... It's my full real name. There's nothing else. I'm not Frank Edward Nora III. I'm not Franklin Edward Nora. I'm not, you know what I mean? That is my name. Like, my name that I use for the show is like my actual 100% real name. I know everyone likes to come up with these like nicknames and stuff. Well, you know, then again, I gotta be fair. Not everyone has such a cool name as Frank Edward Nora. Come on. It's kind of catchy. It's not terrible. I mean, it's like, it's okay, right? Some people have names that just kind of suck, and that's whatever. They come up with fake name. I'm not saying that I had, like, the best name ever, but it's okay. Like, if I just, like, I am Frank Nora. It doesn't quite have that ring, but the Frank Edward Nora kind of, you know. Because, yes, it scares me to think about, but there are a lot of Frank Noras around. Maybe not a lot, but there's... a number of Frank Noras out there. I've never met another Frank Nora besides my father and my grandfather, but they do exist. And apparently there's a number of them out there, like a couple hundred, I think, of Frank Noras. Ooh, the cigars. I still got a cigar here. We're going to go. Continuing the same cigar I've been smoking for the entire span of the Rampler so far. But yeah, there are Frank Noras out there. A lot of them. But I do not believe there are any Frank Edward Noras. I may be wrong, but I think I am the only one. The original and the only. Here goes cigar. I got to stop here. Having kind of a difficulty. Hold on. Yes, my Padron 2000. I'm continuing it now. Got a haircut. Got a haircut over the weekend. I was thinking we should go see some of the doomed Starbucks in New York City. A couple of them are going to be like shut down, but there's one on Madison, but I don't really feel... I'm already at 5th, so whatever. We got a haircut over the weekend, and I don't know. It looks... I don't know if it looks good, but it's like, you know, when it grows in a little bit. As you can see on my picture... I put on my website, my newer picture on theovernightscape.com. You know, my hair is thinning a bit. And when I was doing some reviews and stuff, remember I did like the video reviews, you could see like, I don't really see it as much, but if you look at my head like more from like an angle, my hair is pretty much thinning. I don't know, man. I don't know how much longer I got to have hair. I may need to turn them bald one of these days. You never know. Okay. Where are we going here? Crossing the street. So anyway, let me get my notes here. It says, so this girl has cat ears, and that's what I remember. I remember that she had cat ears. I didn't remember anything really about her. I didn't know what she did or her name or anything. But here's her name, her fake name. Her real name also was somewhere online, but I forget what that was. Her name is Nico Mimi Lisa. Nico Mimi Lisa, right? N-E-K-O-M-I-M-I. Lisa, like just regular old L-I-S-A. Like two words. Nico Mimi Lisa. Hey, look at that. Even the beggar's got Starbucks cups. But it had the old logo. Are they back to the old logo? Or does the beggar just have a really old cup? This, like, woman beggar on the street. Is it wrong to call them beggars? Beggars. Beggars. Yeah, so Nico Mimi Lisa. Kind of not the most catchy name. Nico Mimi Lisa. Like, what? She's like, and I remember this now. I remember hearing her talk to someone about it. I don't know if I talked to her, but someone like Nico Mimi means, maybe she was in front of a group or something, means cat ears in Japanese. Walking down Fifth Avenue here. And the cloud of cigar smoke around me. Yeah. And apparently what she does is she's a life caster. That's a trend. I don't know if the trend is going as much as it was, but that was someone like tries to like broadcast in like their whole life. I'm getting close to that, but I'm more in audio. I'm like broadcasting like many hours a day now, but I'm not like, it's like you're supposed to video cast your life like 24 hours a day if you'll be like a life caster. So she's a life caster, so I don't know. Anyway, that's the answer. So maybe the flaw in her plan is like her name is not descriptive enough. She should call herself the cat-eared lifecaster Lisa. You know what I mean? Like that should be her name. The cat-ear lifecaster Lisa. Or cat ear, like she should use English. Cat ears Lisa, the lifecaster. There you go, right? Like you can't leave any. What's your name? My name is Cat Ears Lisa, the lifecaster. Well, let's see. I'm looking at her. She has cat ears. Her name's Lisa, and she's a life caster. Kind of cat ears, Lisa the life caster. See, that's what you gotta do things like that. You gotta be completely like, you know, you have to like, put it all out there. You gotta be, because people are like bombarded with a lot of information. So, I don't know. I wonder what people think. Like, they have no familiarity with me whatsoever. which is most people, and if they're like, hey, Frank Ebenor, host of The Overnight Escape, like, what would they think it is? Like, it's something that you host, like Frank Edward Nora. What even kind of name is that? It's like vaguely Latino, right? I always get, because my name ends in a vowel, I always get, you know, an A. I always get, you know, as opposed to, like, if your name ends with I, you're probably more Italian, right? I mean, you know what I'm saying, but I'm saying it's an A. Very common. So I always get, like, I get phone calls where they're, hola, Senor Nora, I see, you know? You know, they think, because their database sees an A at the end of your name, they think you could speak Spanish and stuff. And my wife and I always get, like, we get, like, cold calls, and then we get, like, junk mail in Espanol, you know? Like, supposedly, that name is Italian. Nora is Italian. It's from northern Italy. My grandfather grew up in a small town in the mountains, the Dolomites of northern Italy. And the name Nora had been in that town from, like, the year 600. Like, literally, Nora had been in northern Italy. But they do think, perhaps, that going back to, like, that time period, 5-600, the year 5-600, not 600 years ago, like, the year 500 or 600 or whatever, some like, Spanish soldiers, you know, I don't know if it was actually called Spain back then. I mean, who knows what it was called, but, like, some soldiers from the area that is now Spain may have settled there. So, in that sense, I may be, you know, Spanish to some degree via Italy, you know. So there may be a Spanish origin to it, but I don't really know the Espanol too good. I mean, I know a little teeny bit, but I don't really know it too much. I mean, if I see a sign written in it, I can, like, understand some of it, or, you know, like, as opposed to a sign written in Chinese, which I don't really understand any of. I should, though. I've been looking recently to, just learning, like, there's got to be something out there, like, look, I don't want to learn how to speak. I don't want to have to learn, like, any of it, how Japanese or Chinese sounds, but I know that they share a lot of these the characters, you know? The kanji, whatever you want to call it, the Chinese characters. Whoa. Jeez. DB. Bistro Moderne. There's some French for you. Oh, some very modern people eating in that bistro. Very, like, by candlelight. Very fancy people. The Algonquin Hotel. Yeah. So, like, they say if you learn a couple hundred of these symbols, you can kind of... Like, I wouldn't be able to understand a lot, but at least I'd be able, like, to get some of it. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't know at all how it was pronounced. I would just know, like this symbol means tea. This symbol means cat. This symbol means, like, you know, a house or happiness. You know what I mean? Like, just learning the symbols. Like, how, that wouldn't really be that hard, I don't think. So that's really all. I wouldn't even, like, you know, I guess you could know how it was pronounced, but you wouldn't even need to know that. You just would. It would be cool to know, like, the top 50 or the top 100 of these characters, just so you, like, when you see a sign or something, you can sort of begin to sort of decode it, you know what I mean? Sixth Avenue, otherwise known as Avenue of the Americas. Where's all those? At some point, they have, like, these signs of all the countries in the Americas, which would be, like, Canada, America, and Mexico, or I guess... You know, I guess, you know, whatever. People don't... Some people... Well, people in America love to call this country America, but people, I think, in other countries resent it because it's like... It's all America. I mean, North and South America is all really America. We're the USA. You probably know that from all the people chanting, USA, USA. Oh, here's our national debt. $9,534,000,000 and change. No, sorry. $9,534,000,000,000 and change. And your family share $80,847 and some cents. I don't know. The cent part doesn't really matter. I mean, yeah, I mean, obviously there's a certain cent value, but... Yeah, so it's a big debt. Essentially unpayable. You know? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. I feel bad. Was that my cigar smoke causing people to cough? Am I being a jerk smoking cigars? I'm outside. There's a breeze. I mean, get out of here. But recently, I haven't really experienced it, but like recently, every time I smoke, it's a person hacking up a lung behind me. Like, what's wrong with people? They can't handle a little cigar smoke? You know? Come on, people. Toughen up a little bit. I don't know what to say. You know what I mean? Like, these people with these fragile lungs. Jeez. Maybe it's because there's no more smoking allowed indoors and bars or anything. People are like less used to the smoke. Jeez, what the hell is that? The guy has like a little demolition device, like a little mini bulldozer thing. What the hell? That's cool. I don't know what the hell I was looking at. It's like a big pile of garbage. The guy's like jamming this giant device into it. I don't know. Looked fun though. I don't, you know, it's kind of fun. Ay, yay. So what is the secret of standing out in the world? Is it novelties? You know? Just novelty. Like, what is that thing? Like, I really don't follow that much. I'm really not into... Only in peripherally, still into like the world of podcasting and what other shows are out there and the video shows. And I kind of like repels me to some extent. I guess because I've been so close to it, it just is hard to whatever. But it's something like this. I keep hearing, oh my god, this guy Ask the Ninja is like this big thing, and it's like just this guy who dresses up as a ninja. And you ask him questions, and it's like, it's the best thing ever. It's like, ask a ninja. Hello, I am a ninja. Ask me a question. Oh, I'll tell you how to do it, and I'll throw sewing stars at the camera. You know. I'm just paraphrasing. I've never seen this thing, but it's like, here's some guy, and he's like, become a ninja, and dressed in black, and I'm a ninja. Ask me questions. Like, okay, that's great. And obviously, that guy's a lot more popular than I am, you know. He's a ninja asking whatever guy. Times Square, live tonight at the Nokia Theater. Jordan Sparks and Jesse McCartney. Is that Willie Campbell's kid? No. I was just talking about Jordan Sparks like on a previous Rambler today on the midday edition. She kind of like sucks, you know. The last couple of American Idols, sucked. Jordan Sparks and David Cook. What do we got here? In the middle of Times Square, there's a camera crew, police car, and I don't know. Always some stuff going on. Let's see what they're doing. But anyway, like, is that, it's like, do you have to have that kind of like a gimmick? Hey, I'm a ninja. Hi, I'm Frank. I'm a ninja. Like, what? Ooh, they're filming. They're filming. Let me walk down here. Another guy with a big camera. Great. Everyone's filming in Times Square. Nice. Very nice. And of course, they have the police protection as usual. The U.S. Armed Forces Career Center is no longer recruiting, it's a career center. And they have that classic picture, I want you, Uncle Sam. I had this vague memory of a variant of that, and it was like a woman version of Uncle Sam. And she's like, I want two. Like, I want, T-O-O. And she was pointing at herself. So, like, I didn't quite get the joke. It was like in Mad Magazine or Cracked or that short-lived Marvel version, Crazy. You know? Like, Marvel was trying to get it on the act of, like, well, one magazine called Mad, which means you're kind of crazy. And then the other one's called Cracked, which means you're crazy. So let's make a magazine called Crazy, which means you're crazy. It was probably Mad Magazine. I didn't quite get, like, what I, like, she want, like, women want rights or they want to be in the military. Like, what was the... I don't know. But I must have been inspired by that because, once again, I'm trying to get the pathway of someone's camera, but, you know, come on. It's like he's just generally pointing it all north, you know? I mean, I waited for a second. Oh, here's the nasty part with all the, like, the friggin' disgusting, like, crap on the streets. Like someone threw up here or something. Oh, it's nasty. Ew, it's like a trail of... Ugh, someone threw out like a milkshake or something on the street. Oh, it's nasty over here. I mean, literally, right here, out in front of Thomson Reuters. Oh, it's not Reuters anymore. It's now Thomson Reuters, and they have a new, like, weird swirly logo. It looks like a sun, of course. Every company now, their logo is a sun. For the AKA Illuminati. Look, Thomson Reuters. Their logo is like a sun. I guess Reuters, the news agency, teamed up with someone else called Thomson, and now they're Thomson Reuters and the sun. Walmart, their new logo is like the sun, like the Illuminati. Like, get out of here, people. What is wrong with people? I don't know. Reuters. God. Another fictional, you know, fictional news for the masses, you know. I know, I'm very cynical. What do you want? Get out of here. It's not real news. It's fake. You see some pictures from Georgia? They even showed, like they have posed pictures. A guy, one time the guy's dead. The other, then they had the same guy, like, screaming with his shirt off. Then he has, like, you can see all this staged photos these supposed news agencies have. Ah. That's the girl in the wheelchair who has a little tiny body and a normal sized head and tastes like singing. And she looks very, like, whatever. She looks very innocent and, like, you just feel, like, compassion towards her. But, you know, she's there in a motorized wheelchair. She's singing right on the corner, 42nd Street and 7th Avenue here. I guess you're supposed to give her money. I don't know, man. It's kind of sad. Bittersweet. But she's also able to sing and she has a talent. I don't know. It's just part of the whole friggin' freak show here in Times Square, to be quite honest. I'm sorry to say, but I mean, Times Square, you know, is associated with a freak show aspect and someone who, I mean, no, it's not nice to call someone, I'm not saying, I know it's a derogatory term, but it's, I wouldn't say, hey, look at that little freak. I wouldn't say that. That would be, not, that's not me. But the term freak show, just in general, it goes beyond that, you know. But when you are like that, and then you put yourself out there in Times Square, I don't know what I mean, obviously. I mean, Ripley's, believe it or not, is half a block down, and they're, like, obsessed with freaks there. I mean, completely obsessed. You know. You know what I'm saying. Everyone from the Naked Cowboy to, like, the Bird Guy. Like, everyone hangs out in Times Square. What do you want to say? I mean, see, that's good. Like, that, see, that's another thing. See, this is like branding. The Naked Cowboy. He's a cowboy who's naked. He stands at Times Square and sings songs. Well, if you actually hear him sing, he has no talent. Hence the need to be naked, since he does not have any singing talent. Notice they don't call him the Naked Singing Cowboy. He's just the Naked Cowboy. And the singing is just sort of, so he doesn't just stand there like, hi, I'm naked. Yeah, I have a cowboy hat on. Hey, what's going on? You know, like he can actually be doing something. Right, that's the best thing about having a guitar, right? You never look like if you're just a person, you stand there, you just can be like so much awkward things. You just stand there, you don't know what to do with your hands, dude. If you got a guitar out, you have a guitar strapped to you. You don't have to do anything. You're instantly cool. You're infinitely cool. You know, even if you're not playing it, it's just like, you know, hey, that guy. You look at someone with a guitar, like, oh, hey, they got a guitar. Yeah, they're gonna start playing it soon. I don't know. Maybe they're gonna start playing it soon. We're gonna play the guitar. You know. And then if you're actually just playing it, you look really cool, even though you may not be playing it well. And who can even hear the damn guitar in Times Square, you know? That's a gimmick, like the I'm a ninja, ask me a ninja question, whatever. Cat ear girl, and then, like, bird guy. He dresses up as a bird, and he walks around. But I think he's more, I don't think that was a personal branding strategy. I think that guy is just, you know, obviously he's mentally ill, and I do believe he believes he's a bird. There's a little bit of a difference there, you know? Like, I don't think Cat Ear Girl thinks she's a cat. I think she's just like, hey, this is how I can stand out from the crowd. And, it's, you know, it's not a bad idea. Bird Guy, I think, is kind of insane. Like, I know that's kind of obvious, but Bird Guy, if you don't know what I'm talking about, there's this guy that walks around and just sort of makes bird sounds. I think sometimes he dresses like as a bird too. And I followed him once on the show. Got all the commentary, and someone's like, "Hey, there's Bird Guy." You know, like, you become like a minor celebrity. You know. I wonder what people think I'm doing right now. Like, because I think I am talking a little bit louder on the Rambler than I do normally, because I want to make sure that, since I'm not processing the audio at all, I want to make sure that it sounds nice and loud, so it doesn't, like, I hate when you hear, like, a podcast, it's like, hey, welcome to the great podcast, you know, you can't hear what they're saying, and you turn your volume all the way up, you still can't hear what they're saying, you know, like this. Like, this sucks, right? Because it sucks. So, I'm just trying to say, oh, look, I finished my cigar, nice. But it's still burning a little bit, so I don't really want to put it, like, necessarily in a garbage can, so I got to kind of just throw it on the street nonchalantly. There's a couple other things on the street here, some cigarettes and stuff, so if I just nonchalantly drop it, I should be okay. See, I'm really against litter in general, but a cigar is just leaves. I'm just dropping leaves. Plus, I don't want to, like, burn... I don't want to burn the garbage can, because you do see a lot. More than you think, you see garbage cans on fire. I mean... I know that's most people's, like, vision of New York City is this hellish place with, like, you know, hookers on the corner and garbage cans on fire, you know what I mean? But you do see that sometimes, you know? It's usually okay, because a garbage can is just sort of, you know, it's just sort of on a street corner. It's not really catching anything else on fire. It's just a garbage can, you know? Like, it's made of metal, usually, so it's, like, really not being damaged that much by it. And usually it's not, like, a blazing fire. It's more of a, you know, like smoke, you know, just smoldering smoke coming out of it. Oh, all right, what am I doing? I don't know what I'm doing here. 6:36, but I still got to go to the bathroom. Oh, got a 6:40 and 6:65. I'm just going to go. But then, of course, you do have that other thing, that sort of, like, the big oil drum kind of things where people just... light, like, they throw anything they can find in there and just light a fire just to stay warm, like those shanty towns and homeless people. You do see that, and sometimes I remember one time my wife and I, this was years ago, we saw, you know, you see those lights, you see, like, those like the movie premiere lights, like, in the sky, and you're like, hey, let's go find that. We wound up in this city in here in New Jersey called Patterson, which is kind of a disaster, kind of a big slum kind of place. And we found it. It was, I don't know, it was like the opening of some dance club or something in Patterson. And then we got kind of lost. And literally, we drove by the scene of these just very scary-looking characters hanging around all these oil drums on fire. And it's like an abandoned parking lot with, like, you know, like those old destroyed, like, basketball hoops and stuff. And it just seemed very apocalyptic to see that, you know. Garbage cans or whatever they are on fire. Here in the Port Authority bus terminal, the garbage cans are all just these wire frames with big garbage bags on it because of 9/11, of course, you know, because I guess they think if you have, like, a normal garbage can, someone could throw something in there, and I don't know, whatever. If you really analyze any of this security stuff, it makes no sense. You know what I mean? And there's no one there scrutinizing the garbage cans, like, you know, whatever. At least, like, if something like that happened, they could say, look, we put in our clear garbage bags, and we, you know, we figured that that would thwart the attempt at, I don't know, putting bombs in it, you know. All right, here we're going to the bathroom again to see if anyone has anything crazy to say. I think the janitor guy's talking out here.
The best ever to myself, anyway. I said, boy, I'd like to do it. I can stay like this.
Right.
I don't stay that way. You're old, you lose all.
Yeah.
You lose part of it. Don't
I was going to say, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Slow down. Yeah, well, that's the best way. Uh-huh. But you still get to where you're going.
Slow but sure.
know the joke, don't you? I just thought of the joke. The two bulls up on the hill?
Yeah, I heard it before.
Yeah, the young one and the old one? You heard the joke?
Yeah.
The young bull said, with the cows down in the pasture, all the cows in the pasture.
Yeah.
Says he looks at the old bull and he says, let's go down there and do one of them.
Okay.
Let's run down there and do one of them.
Yeah.
The old bull looked at him and said, let's walk. Do more.
Right. Now, the way I heard it was, I'm going to stay here and eat some grass. I don't know what you're going to do.
So that was, luckily there was a, I wanted to catch some of that audio. That's pretty good. Those guys are like talking, the janitor guy and the other guy talking about something, about getting old and this, the joke about the bulls. They could not quite hear what the hell they were saying. I don't know that joke. But there were these two variations. There was a masquerade party. There was a bull on the hill. Let's go do some cows. Like, I don't know, maybe upon further research I'll understand those jokes. But see, that's the kind of, I love that kind of dialogue. It's like just like true dialogue going on around the bathroom, you know? Those janitor guys are the best. Like, they're just, obviously they could be somewhat disgruntled with life, but they have a good attitude, though. You know what I'm saying? They should be doing a show. They should be doing their own Rambler there in the bathroom. Like, how great would that be? I mean, what's more, I mean, the bathrooms at Port Authority is like kind of a famous thing, you know? Anyway, while I was pretending to look at... No, I'm not going to go get Naked Juice this time. Those Naked Juices are disgusting. Well, you know, the super... Some of them are still good, but the one I got was awful. The Watermelon Chill, awful. And their website sucks, too. I just went on it before. As I was pretending to look at the brochures, I happened to actually... You know, like, I was pretending, but then I really was looking at a brochure. Look at this one. The World Trade Center, a visitor's guide to the rebuilding of the World Trade Center. It's so cool. It shows you, like, a map of, like, where everything is going to be. Right? The World Trade Center Memorial, the transportation hub, the tower, and I guess the Freedom Tower is going to be called Tower 1. So it's going to be one World Trade Center. So I'm going to be looking at this. This is the information I was seeking. I actually got it because I was surreptitiously recording people telling jokes. Oh yeah, this is a nice brochure, man. This brochure, as far as brochures go, this is a good one. The World Trade Center brochure. PANYNJ.info. And of course it's www.PANYNJ.info. No, it's not. It's not Paninj. It's Port Authority of New York, New Jersey. I guess you could call it Paninj. Hey Paninj, what's up, Paninj? Yes, so I'm gonna head up here to the bus. And then head over to meet my wife over at Stop and Shop for some exciting shopping. I know one thing we're going to get is some seltzer. Yes. Okay. I wonder if I'm going to have to wait another half hour up here like yesterday. I don't know. No, luckily the line's moving. Goodbye. Well, thanks for listening to the Evening Edition. Bye.